from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins competed last month in the Participation Challenge to crown Canada's most physically active community, and the initial results are in.
We did make it to the top 50 out of all of Canada.
City of Timmins Community Programs Manager Megan Baranek says that doesn't mean we're out of the money.
We have to do a little written assignment that shows why we are the most engaged and the most active community, and how we included physical activity and community engagement.
That assignment is due tomorrow. The final word is expected Monday. Top prize is $100,000 for recreation purposes, plus several other smaller amounts. Ticketmaster has confirmed its database has been breached. The company says some customers' personal information might have been taken when its cloud system, which is hosted by a third party, was hacked sometime between April 2nd and May 18th. The customers had bought tickets for an event in North America. The data could include a user's name, email, phone number, and payment information. 15 Silk and Great Value refrigerated beverage products are being recalled over potential listeria contamination. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has confirmed several cases of potential contamination, with some reported illnesses. The affected almond, coconut, and oat drinks come in 1.75 and 1.89 liter containers. Specifics can be found on the Federal Recalls website. The CFIA says don't drink them, throw them out, or return them to where you bought them. Federal Health Minister Mark Holland is trying to encourage more dentists and oral care specialists to provide treatment under the new National Dental Care Program. Holland says they no longer need to sign up to provide care, they just have to submit their bills. Many dentists have been reluctant to join the program, designed to provide dental care to low- and middle-income Canadians without insurance. Seniors were allowed to join as of May, and Holland says about 250,000 claims have been processed. NATO leaders, including Prime Minister Trudeau, were in Washington for their annual meeting. They're marking the 75th anniversary of the creation of the Military Political Alliance. Top of the list, of course, is the war in Ukraine. That country wants to apply for membership in NATO, but the organization says that's still a long way off. Also on the agenda, the health of U.S. President Joe Biden and the dispute over whether he should be the Democratic candidate in the November presidential election. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.